In phase two of Washington's reopening plan, gatherings of more than five people are prohibited. But that did not deter a Republican group in Southwest Washington from hosting a gubernatorial forum last week. The outdoor event drew seven candidates and 150 guests, most of whom were not 6 feet apart and did not wear masks. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with Oregon Public Broadcasting.
In this time of COVID, we're told to keep our distance, wear a mask, avoid crowds, and that singing together can be especially dangerous. And yet,
at the twilight's last gleaming,
on a recent summer evening at Shangri-La Farm near Camas, Washington, there was singing, there was a crowd, there were few masks, and very little social distancing.
Thank you all for being here.
The sold-out occasion was a forum sponsored by the Clark County Republican Women. It featured several Republican candidates for governor competing in the August primary. Liz Pike, a former three-term state lawmaker who leads the Republican Women's Group, welcomed the crowd to her organic farm. She offered praise for the president,
the incredible Donald J. Trump,
and blamed incumbent Governor Jay Inslee, a Democrat, for previous cancellations of the event.
We've had to reschedule a few times, as our candidates can attest, due to the Wuhan shutdowns ordered by Wrong Way Jay.
Video of the forum was posted to YouTube by Clark County Today. The in-person outdoor gathering took place in defiance of Inslee's order banning gatherings of more than five people in Phase 2 counties. Most in attendance also defied Inslee's order to wear a mask when outdoors within 6 feet of others. Pike says she would not have considered holding the event indoors, but hosting it outside on her farm on a summer night felt right to her.
Are we going to be patriots and stand up for transparency and do what is right? And to me, we had to do it.
Pike says her organization did a great service to the voters of Clark County by hosting the pre-primary forum and making it available to watch online. Most other gubernatorial forums this year have been virtual. One in Bellingham in June was in person. It was held indoors, but the candidates were spaced out. At the Clark County event, the candidates, while outdoors, sat virtually elbow to elbow.
In 2 weeks, if we're all dead, then you'll know that that was a dumb thing to do.
That's State Senator Phil Fortunato, who was among the participants. Even though COVID cases are rising across the state, he's of the opinion a public health emergency no longer exists. The freedom to choose to wear a mask or not and government overreach were recurring themes at the Republican event. Among the candidates participating was Raul Garcia, a physician from hard-hit Yakima County, who also was maskless.
I have been in the COVID front lines for the last few months, and I have seen a lot of things that I didn't like. But one thing stuck with me, and is a need to control the people by the government.
Technically, a violation of the governor's orders is a gross misdemeanor, but Inslee has said he doesn't expect local law enforcement to go around writing tickets. In fact, an on-duty Clark County Sheriff's deputy provided security at the candidates' forum. Candidate Anton Sakharov says it's hard to take the governor's orders seriously, especially in the wake of recent large protests against police violence and for racial equality.
There's been thousands of people gathering, protesting, and not a word from anyone within our state to say if they were going against the rules.
For her part, Pike says she has no regrets about hosting the event at her farm. In fact, she's planning an upcoming political fundraiser.
And I'll tell you something, if nobody gets sick because they were here, that speaks volumes about all the fear-mongering.
As the event came to an end, dusk was settling in.
Let's give them a big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
The candidates stood, there were handshakes, but no rush to put on masks. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.